Latin America is a land of contradictions, a so-called tax hell, and yet a number of countries offer pretty low taxes for foreigners. Full of socialist governments, and yet many countries feel a lot more free than legacy brand countries. And not the best place to start a business in many cases, but a great place to live and have an amazing lifestyle. Today, I'm going to tell you why I didn't start my business in Latin America. As someone who spends his time all over the world, Latin America is a smaller part of my mix. We have a growing team there because a lot of our clients like the idea of living there and making investments there and buying property, and we're serving them with that. I happen to have a home in Bogota, Colombia. That's my main place for jumping across Latin America. And in the coming months, you're going to see Live Like a King Sao Paulo, Live Like a King Buenos Aires. We're going to be on location in places around South America. I'm going to be showing you what it's like to live in those places. And I think the place has a lot to offer. And yet, I didn't start my business there for a reason. And that is that it is indeed a difficult place in many cases to actually do that. Now, Panama was a popular place, and particularly before the Panama Papers, but still, people start companies in Panama. Why? The country itself has a territorial tax. And if you set up a company, you can pay 0% tax on that company. Not for doing business in Panama, like opening a shop, but if you run a company like Nomad Capitalist, your tax rate can be zero. And so Panama was this well-positioned, great place to start a business. The problem there is, like a number of places in Latin America, the banks are kind of moody, and you never really know which bank to go to, and one works for one guy, and then you bring a client that's like the exact same profile, and they suddenly don't want that guy. I think the banking infrastructure isn't quite as good as like what you'd find in Asia, for example, or even in some places in Europe. And while I'm not sure that reputation matters to everyone who's running a business, I mean, if you just run a little e-commerce dropshipping shop, I don't know that anybody cares where you're incorporated. But, you know, for a lot of companies, the reputation and your jurisdiction does matter. Sometimes it matters to banks, it matters to other tax authorities. So Panama, to me, while interesting for certain purposes, is not necessarily, for the average person, the best place to set up your offshore company. And so, number one, I decided not to incorporate in any Latin American country because I just felt perhaps Panama is one of the better options for an international company in terms of just being international. I mean, if you set up a company in Uruguay, Uruguay is great, but it's not really known for running big international businesses. And so even though I originally come from the United States, and I think a lot of Americans who are going offshore for the first time, they like the idea of setting up their company in the Caribbean or setting up their company in Panama, I just didn't think it was the best option for me. And so the first step of where you put your business when you're moving offshore is, yeah, where you incorporate it. I don't know that for the average person, Latin America works. There's certainly cases where we've seen Panama, yeah, it works. And I'm not saying set up a company in Panama in order to get a golden visa. I'm just saying for starting a business's sake, it's for most clients and for me, wasn't the best option. But here's the thing. If you're gonna leave your home country and take your business with you, or if you're gonna leave your home country and start a business offshore to begin with, you wanna think internationally. You wanna have a diversified business. You wanna have employees and customers and everything all around the world. That's the point of going overseas, is having greater diversification and no longer just being, you know, a slave to one particular place, not only for taxes, but for running your business. Now, obviously, once your business is up and running, eventually you're going to need more people. We have a number of people who work for us in places like Colombia and Argentina and increasingly Mexico. And we hire the best and the brightest, wherever they may be. And every country has their own way of how they handle their taxes. Colombia, for example, has, you know, certain freelance tax regimes where, you know, they can pay less in tax. But the bottom line is, I didn't want to start my business in general in Latin America. I want to take advantage of, if I can hire people in Latin America for certain jobs, that's fantastic. But we came across this metric from our friends at Latinometrics. They came up with some of the best infographics about investing and doing business in Latin America. They are going to be speaking at Nomad Capitalist Live this year about all the opportunities in Latin America. And they put together a global score by something called WB Business Ready, where they compared what it's like to do business in these various Latin American countries. The kind of countries where, again, Americans and Canadians in particular like to move to. And so you might say, Andrew, you live in Colombia part of the year, you have a home there, why wouldn't you have your business in Latin America? Well, Colombia actually is one of the better countries about what they call business entry overall, kind of getting started on a grand scale. Now, this is not necessarily compared to like the United States or the UAE or places where it's easy to start a company. So this is not an exhaustive list, but Colombia comes in just underneath Portugal in terms of the ease of starting a business. Yes, Portugal, where I think under the new law, if you email your employees at 5:01, there's like a guillotine that comes down and just chops your head off. That's how ridiculous Portugal is for starting a business. Now, doesn't mean you shouldn't get a Portugal golden visa or some kind of residence permit in Portugal that can lead to citizenship. But why I didn't start my business in Latin America is that part of the equation didn't work for me, but other parts of Latin America, i.e. hiring, i.e. buying a home, i.e. having a residence permit, i.e. going towards citizenship or just living and enjoying life for part of the year, did. And so if we look at business entry overall, Colombia does, you know, pretty well. They actually outpace New Zealand. And then you've got other countries in Latin America. Paraguay is a pretty business-friendly country, but like some of the formalities of actually starting the business, they rank lower. Colombia actually does, you know, relatively well in some categories. Mexico and Costa Rica excel in things like purchasing and leasing options available to entrepreneurs. Mexico is particularly good in, you know, utility setup, commercial lending, e-payments, credit info, etc. What's interesting is even the more pro-business countries, I mean, Paraguay has kind of been the one that's consistently been very pro-business, very low tax. Potentially you could live there and even pay pretty close to zero tax. And yet some of the things of getting your business set up, like utilities, are difficult. Now, the kind of business I think you should be running is an asset-light business that you can move anywhere around. You set it up in some hub somewhere and you have people working for you all around the world. I never really wanted to run a business that involves utilities. I've certainly told you that if you're young and you want to start some kind of business, yeah, Paraguay is probably a place to go. And there's some opportunity that seems pretty obvious where you're from, but they don't quite have it in Paraguay yet. And you could go and start it. And maybe eventually you expand regionally. Yeah, if that's you, you're going to care about utility setup and you're going to have a harder time. Yes, labor costs in all these places are going to be lower. Labor regulations in some of them are harder than others. The bottom line is, I mean, Latin America is a place, you know, where there's a certain sense of rules. And I think that when running a business, those come in more than when it comes down to living there. When I live in Colombia, yeah, of course there's rules. And of course there's a certain culture. And I do think there's a very exacting culture that people may not expect in Latin America, where every Colombian, I have like the best renovation jobs. Like everything is very exact for a place that people think, oh, everyone's late. People don't show up late. I've had really a high quality of service there. And things are very exact and very proper. And people are very thorough and specific and detail-oriented. And it's almost too much at times. So there's certain ways that manifests in terms of the rules of running a business. And like, you must follow the proper process to set up your utilities. If you want to set up a company, you must do this and then take it there and then do this. Which, you know, if you're coming from the Western world, you're like, yeah, I just want to go and set up my company online. And you can do that, you know, in the UAE or Hong Kong or a lot of the tax havens around the world, the tax neutral places where you set up your company to run a business like ours that is asset light. Why would you want to go to Latin America and deal with that? And yet, on the other hand, what I think people don't realize is that same sense of rules does not rear its ugly head, and it's actually a much more free place to live, whether you're in Colombia or pretty much the rest of those places. You will feel a more laid-back lifestyle where, you know, they're not going to bother you for no reason. I mean, in the U.S., you see stories like some guy was keeping a squirrel that he had saved from a zoo, and, you know, the animal people came in and they put the squirrel down. Like, I don't think that happens en masse in really almost any other countries, but in Latin America, probably not so much as well. And so the reason not to start a business in Latin America is very different from the reasons that I might want to live in Latin America. You know, banking, again, can kind of be a pain in some of these countries. That's, again, where some of the more rules-based order comes in, whereas like in Asia, I've got multiple bank accounts around Asia. I just WhatsApp my banker. It's almost too easy, quite frankly. In some countries in Eastern Europe, I have me and like somebody else who will manage the account. It's almost too easy just to email them instructions and they're sending your money all over the place. Whereas in Latin America, it's not as easy. And so that's why I don't personally really bank in Latin America. And it's why I wouldn't incorporate in Latin America. Even again, I mean, I've said, people say, oh, Colombia's taxes are bad. Colombia has some of the lower taxes in the OECD, this lobbying group of high tax countries. Colombia is a sort of regional leader in the ease of starting a business. And so I'll live in Colombia part-time and I'll benefit from everything they have to offer, but I don't want to live there full-time and be a tax resident and be sucked into their personal tax net. And I wouldn't incorporate my business there at all. Again, you could move to Colombia, you could move to Panama, you could move to any number of places. Your company, particularly in Latin America, should probably not be based where you're living. If you want to move to the Cayman Islands and they've got a great deal on corporate tax and they've got a great deal on personal tax and you can get both in one, fine. But very rarely does that happen in Latin America. Even in a place like Panama, we have situations where it often makes sense to put your company somewhere else. Bottom line, you want to be diversified. Live in a place that you enjoy. There are Latin American countries like Panama, Uruguay, Costa Rica, for a limited extent, Chile, that can be tax friendly, Ecuador perhaps in some ways. There are places where you personally can live in a tax friendly basis, where your company might either be, you know, burdened by a lot of nonsense, as well as high corporate tax rates. So have the business somewhere else, be diversified and either live in a tax friendly country or do as I do, spend part of your time in Colombia, then you go either somewhere else in the region or what I do is go somewhere else in the world. And so I love living in Colombia. I'm proud to hire people in Colombia and Venezuela and Argentina and elsewhere in that region. And you know, they pay their taxes. I stay out of their tax net. I keep my company in their tax net. And I think more importantly, yeah, low taxes is good. It's what we help our clients do. But we also want to advise on, you don't want to have low taxes at the expense of tons of regulation, form filling, and nonsense. Yeah, you can accept a little bit of that. I mean, starting a US LLC is probably some of the lowest paperwork you're going to find anywhere in the world. Look at all the drama that comes with that, with the BOI, and it's on, and it's off, and it's on again, and if you don't file this, it's $25,000. If you don't do this, we send you to prison for 2 years. Like, yeah, I'll do a little bit more paperwork than that to get out of the clutches of the US. But I don't want to be doing paperwork upon paperwork upon paperwork. That's where you get Latin America. That's why a lot of Latin American entrepreneurs, I think, don't do it right, but they'll go to Miami. They set up Florida companies, Florida LLCs, open bank accounts in Florida, because that's what's marketed to them there as the nearby option. Live somewhere for living's sake. Start your company somewhere for, you know, your company's sake. There's not really a hub for starting companies outside of Panama and Latin America, and we found that doesn't really work for folks. So that's a place I'm happy to live. It's a place I'm happy to invest. But it's not a place where I'm going to base a global enterprise.
This is how to live like a king in Medellin.
This is Medellin like you've never seen it before.